It started with hints. Basic, simple, subtle hints. Soon, it turned to just asking outright. I was a bit bashful at first. I mean, who wouldn't be? But then my bashful requests transformed into outright begging. Sir, please, I'll do anything. Anything. Just train me. Train me to be a sub. I never knew anything so deeply as I knew that I wanted you to teach me. Show me what subservience meant. Turn me into the most desperate being possible. But you waited. It was fair. You're always fair. You said that you needed to be sure. You needed to know that I was ready to begin. Ready to train. You needed to know that I could handle it. And now, you do. And that's why I'm here, right now. When I arrived at your place, there was an envelope waiting for me. My name written out in elegant calligraphy. Inside was a handwritten note. "You're ready to begin," you wrote. "Walk into my study. There's a box on the floor. You will stand in front of it. Take off each piece of clothing you have on, slowly, one at a time. Once you're completely naked, open the box and follow the instructions. You are not to speak. You are not to make a sound." So I walked into the room, and there was a box on the floor. A ribbon wrapped around and a bow on top. And there, just a few feet behind that box, I saw you, sitting smugly in your chair. Black leather Oxford shoes. A three-piece suit with a jacket draped over the back of the chair. The sleeves of your shirt rolled up. As you watched, I locked my eyes on yours, taking off each piece of clothing, one at a time, luxuriating in the experience. I could see the hint of a smile lingering on your face. You loved how much I was enjoying giving you this little show. Then, once I had taken everything off, I dropped to my knees, untied the ribbon, and opened the box. A note was on top. "If you want to step away, if you just want to play a little, if you just want us to fuck and have fun, just come up and kiss me. If you're really ready to begin this, put this on." You'd also written a safe word for me on the bottom of the note. I was certain I wasn't going to need it. And there it was. It was beautiful in its simplicity. A collar, leather, with an adorably small open padlock on its clasp. A stainless steel ring on its front. The collar that I'm wearing right now. You explained that I was going to have an inspection. You had me stand, kneel, crawl, all while you studied every inch of my body. I got less the sense that you wanted to correct my physical body, and more that You just wanted to ensure that I could handle this level of exposure. And I did handle it. I relished it. I loved the feeling of your eyes studying every inch of my skin. I could see you harden in the process, walking circles around me. I tried to keep my eyes straight ahead as you'd instructed me, but I kept looking down, unable to avoid the draw of your hardening cock. I think you caught my eyes lingering on you because you instructed me to kneel and look straight ahead. You stepped away behind me, out of sight, and then I heard it. First, the opening of a drawer, the shifting of items, the drawer closing, and then the buzz. Towering over me, you told me to look you in the eyes. Then there were the next instructions. I was to put the toy on my clit and not pull away. Not allowed to speak unless answering a question. Not allowed to beg unless instructed to. I'm to keep my eyes locked on your cock and the toy on my clit. So, this is where I am now. Not allowed to speak, on my knees, staring at that beautiful, throbbing cock. Fuck. You've pulled it out, and I see you gripping it in your hand. I see the veins straining. I fucking wish I could just reach out and please you with my hands, my mouth, any part of my body that you want. I want to look up in your eyes and tell you how perfect it is. I want to look up at you and say, I'll do any fucking thing for that cock that you could possibly think of. That's right. Oh, fuck. I just want to keep watching you stroke it. I wish I was allowed to look up and see the strain and pleasure in your face. But even if I was allowed, I don't know if I could turn away from this cock for 1 second. All I can think of is your release. Your cum. I want you to mark me. I want to feel you dripping down my skin. I want you to fill my mouth. And I want to feel it slide down my chin. I want to rub it into my skin. I want to feel it between my fingertips, savoring every drop. Using it in my hands to jerk you off and get even more. I want every last drop. I want you to mark me with it. Claim me with it. Own me with it. I can tell you're close. I just want to know, will I get it on my face or down my throat? Will you mark my tits or make me put up my hands? Oh, maybe I'll drop to the floor. Lick up each drop while you watch over me. Please. I want you to just pull me up by the hair, bend me over, and come as hard as you can in my pussy. Put a fucking baby in me, sir. Finally, you give me permission to speak. Here it comes. Well, thank you, sir. Thank you for coming on me. Thank you. More. I love the feeling of it dripping down my face, warmth on my skin. You pull up my chin and look down at me smiling, my face covered in your cum. I've never been more exposed, and I feel so free. Still, I keep the toy on my clit. At your command, I keep my eyes locked on yours, my face dripping, my body writhing with pleasure. Please let me come. Please. No, I don't want... Yes, I'll be good. Be good, sir. I'll wait till you say, sir. Yes, sir. I understand. Even after I'm done, I won't clean my face. Yes, sir. I'll count down. 5. 4. 3. No, sir. Don't make me start over. Fuck. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. And here I am, a mess. You standing over me, and what do you see? Naked, kneeling, dripping onto the floor. My face covered in your cum. You've already put your pants back in order, and you're sitting in the chair again, looking at me with just the hint of a grin. There's no question. You are in control. You are in power. And I can tell you're not even close to being done with me tonight.